So it's night of Tainis Esther, you're about to go into Purim and you're starved, like many of us are, even if it's a little bit earlier this year, like you mentioned, it's a good point, but still, it's already 6 o'clock or 6:30, 7, you're starved. Can you just take a bite? Okay, I understand you don't want to have a whole meal, but you'll take a regular, take a half a glass of water, you'll have maybe an apple. Good or no good? So Shtruma Sedeshin says you're not even allowed to taste anything at this point, but the Ramah, when he paskins the Salacha, says someone who is very anus, he's going to extenuating circumstance, he's not able to go to shul, and he can't wait, it's the fastest to art, he's able to hear the Megillah earlier on. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Says Ramah, but certainly he's Osr Lechol, it's forbidden to eat, Kodem Sheyishma Kriyas Megillah. Before you eat the Megillah, you're not able to eat anything. I feel a tainus kosher love. Even if it's very difficult for tainus, you're not allowed to eat before Megillah reading. But that implies, perhaps, maybe you are entitled to taste something. Says the Mishnah Berurah, not so fast. He quotes the Magen Avraham and says, yeah, fundamentally tasting, which he defines as a beitza of pas, which is about, you know, I don't know, half of a chalorol, a third of a chalorol, depending on how you hold the Kazayish book. What do you say? Quarter of a chalorol, something like that. Give or take of a beitza, right? So about a quarter of a chalorol, let's say. You ought to have that. It's a rugloch, size of a rugloch, maybe a small rugloch. Or you could have, he says, a shear of mashkin kashir beitza. I don't know what that is, how you to quantify a beitza of a water, but maybe you'd say a third of a cup, whatever it is, give or take maybe a little bit more. But the point is that you can, says Mr. Britt, fundamentally eat something, but he says, Valkane, Tov Yos, he says, you should do it, fine, but he says, but it's better, he says, you should not be Mako Elo with Tzorach Gadol, only with Tzorach Gadol. If you're a Cholak Tzas, or it's really hard for you to do the fast, which would imply that if you're a regular person, you're just a little bit hungry, you could do fast. If that fast was an hour later, you would do it without thinking twice. You're not really supposed to even taste anything before Megillah reading. Now, this is a shir about Kriya Shema. We're up to Kriya Shema, so I have to explain, we have to tie in Kriya Shema. The problem is that by Kriya Shema, we know you are allowed to taste before you say the night Kriya Shema. You're not supposed to have a full meal unless you have a shomer, but in fact, even a watchman, a shomer, someone reminding you, it works by Kriya Shema, but the post can bring down over here, including the Mishnah Berurah, it does not work by Megillah. So in other words, even if you have someone reminding you, you have to hear Megillah, you have to hear Megillah, and you take 10 bites of have a whole chalorol, that would be forbidden. Or even to taste a piece of the chalorol before you hear Megillah would be usher, even if someone is reminding you. So why is this halacha this way? Why is it that we're stricter by Megillah reading than we are by Kriya Shema? It's a very funny concept. So a couple of answers are given why we're so much stricter by Megillah that you can't even taste anything unless you're really sick or you really can't handle it. The one reason, the simple answer is because what's the fear? The fear is once you taste one bite of the chalorol, what are you going to do? Have another bite. And then what? Another bite. And before you know it, you've brought out the meat and you brought out everything and you missed Megillah reading. By Kriya Shema, there's not such a fear because you've been eating all day. So okay, you shouldn't eat the time right before Kriya Shema. If you take one bite, what's going to happen? You'll go say Kriya Shema, you'll come back and you're not starved. But since it's a fast day, there's more chumras by Tainis Esther than Hokus Kriya Shema at night. That's reason number one. Reason number two is that Megillah is a greater obligation in some ways. In Megillah, we says, Akol Mavatlin Ukriyas in Megillah. Megillah was a special takana de Rabbanan, which takes a certain level of severity that we stop learning Torah, we stop doing the Gemara gives a whole list of things that we are Mavatil to go hear Megillah. So maybe Megillah has a stricter level in some ways than Kriya Shema. That's answer number two. Answer number three, you could say, is a very practical reason. Where would they hear Megillah? In shul. So if you start eating in shul, most of those shuls in those days were set up that you don't eat in shul. Nowadays, people have parties or whatever in shuls because our shuls are built al tanai. Maybe in those days, they didn't even want you to taste before Megillah because of what would happen. Everyone would break open their cookie box in shul and it would be a bizayun to the shul. Another reason you could say is that perhaps Megillah comes so infrequently that we treat it on a higher level. another pshat you could say is, well, maybe Megillah was set up from the outset that the fast only ends after Megillah reading. So if, according to that, tasting something is really only a very bidi eved, comes out, halacha l'maisa, the poskim are quite clear that at least for a man, you've got 3 minutes left to deal with women, but for a man, you really have a hard time eating or tasting anything before Megillah reading, unless you really are sick. Unless you're one of, you can't make Megillah reading, or you really have such a headache, you're going to be really sick and you're not going to be able to function, something like that, then it's hard to give a heter, even to taste anything before Megillah reading. But what about your wife, or your mother, your sister? What's the issue? She, if she has kids at home, is not going to hear the Megillah for another hour and a half, hours. She's going to have an extra hour. What is this, a chumrah on the women? So the problem is that maybe yes, the Mishnah Berurah that I just read, you said you can't really be Mako unless you're sick. You know what he doesn't mention? Women. Mishnah Berurah knew about women. Why doesn't he say a woman who's hearing it an hour and a half later, you could be Mako? He doesn't write that. So it sounds like only if the woman is, look, if it's an extra hour is really going to debilitate her like it would for a man an hour earlier, then of course there's a leniency. But if she's a tough woman, she could wait another hour. And again, she does Yom Kippur, or she does the Tisha B'Av is not over until 10 o'clock or whatever, and here it's 7:30, she's not going to hear the Megillah until after, okay, it's going to be 8:45, whatever it is. So still, she can easily do it, she just doesn't want to do it as much. Does she have to fast? It sounds like Mishnah Berurah, she would have to fast, and she wouldn't even be able to have this te'ima, this tasting, unless, again, she's not feeling well, same as a man. This is Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky Paskins, Avnei Yoshua, Talmud of Rav Yashav Paskins this way, Rav Shlomo Zalman Paskins this way, but you don't want to leave now, right? You want one more minute. So the 1 more minute is, what's the leniency for the women? Is there any heter you could pull out, not for the men, but for women are a little bit easier. So the Rivos Ephraim allows them to taste something after Tzeisa Kochavim. And so does the Sefer Alichas Besa, which is, I think, of Shlomo Zalman's nephew, wrote a Sefer all about Alichas for women. He has a heter. He says, if a woman is hungry and thirsty, and she's going to go an extra hour and a half, or whatever it is, probably about an hour and a half, till the first Megillah is over, till they get to the Shul, we have to give the Balkori time to break his fast. So whatever it is, it's usually about an hour and a half to a woman extra. He says that already is begeder chola. That's like treating a woman like a chola, and he says something like that, she would be allowed to taste something certainly before Megillah. He says a special chumrah, the husband's going to come home and remind the wife, so what's the fear? If you eat before Megillah, you're going to come to forget Megillah? Husband's going to come home from Megillah reading. What's he going to do? He's going to send his wife out the door to go hear Megillah reading. So she's got a built-in Shmira system. A watchman doesn't even work in general. But here, since it's built in, maybe there's more of a leniency. Second, the leniency is Mekadesh Yisrael Harfenis says, if the husband's going to come home and read it for his wife, then for sure there's a leniency, because then he's not going to forget, she doesn't have to go anywhere, she's got the Megillah coming to her. He says maybe there's room to be lenient. The upshot is, I saw him say for Yalkut Avrech, says if women are going to call each other on the telephone, they're going to remind each other. Some say if you have a group of women, like in a seminary or a yeshiva for girls, maybe there's more leniency. The upshot is, as I hate to say it, is for men there's really absolutely no leniency unless you're really sick, or you really can't handle it, to taste even beforehand. For a woman, it's going to be an hour and a half later, maybe there's this room to rely upon this Alichas Beis and the Rivos Ephraim. But you have to really know the woman. If the woman's really a tough woman and she can handle it, then it's hard to give a heter, as a general rule, it's harder for women. But for women, there's certainly more room to be leniency than for men, that she could taste. Again, preferable to taste, not to have a whole meal. Again, a whole meal, if she's sick, there's room to be lenient. But if she's not so sick, but she's just a little bit hungry and she really wants to eat and she can't focus and she can't concentrate, she's going to be cranky, whatever, it's going to be not going to be able to concentrate on Megillah, there's room to let her have a regular, an apple or a drink, something less than a kibbutz, and then you are fine. Shkoyach.